And welcome back, welcome back. There was one quick question I wanted to mention. I've got some family members in Mexico listening to the show. Thank you so much. And there's a question about celery juice. And celery juice is just one of these, I think it's almost a superfood also. It's very high in vitamin K, which has to do with blood clotting. And also it has some vitamin K2, which is great for bone health. And it has a lot of nutrients that are very specific for your heart. It's also a natural diuretic, and it helps you get rid of excess water. And it's got magnesium and potassium, and it can really help. It's used quite extensively for high blood pressure. So celery juice is super good. You'll find it in so many natural juice formulas from John Christopher and also Norman Walker. And the Walker juicer, it's a very expensive one, $2,000, was named after him. Excuse me, that's a press juicer, very expensive, but probably the best juicer on the market. But Norman Walker, in so many of his formulas, talked about using celery juice. And if you look up and you want to get a book on how to use natural vegetable and fruit juices, I would look up Norman Walker, and he's got a book on juice therapy. And all of the books coming after that, they really studied Dr. Norman Walker, and they studied Dr. John Christopher and Bernard Jensen and Pavlo Arola. These were all the greats from past time. So anyway, you want to really get some of the top information on that. Check out his books by Norman Walker. I don't know if it's listed as Dr. Norman Walker, just Norman Walker juice therapy. But celery juice is really a super juice, and it also tastes really good, especially something like celery and apple. That's a really a great formula. So anyway, hope that answers your question. You know, Mexico has a lot. They do a lot more juices. I remember being in Mexico when I was a kid, and actually a number of years ago, we don't go anymore, but when you went, we went to Juarez, you know, you could see someone on a street corner, and they would be selling carrot juice or carrot celery juice, or you could get watermelon on a stick or papaya on a stick or pineapple on a stick, mango on a stick. And, you know, those would be the same kind of carts that in the United States, like in New York, would be a hot dog vendor cart. But over in Mexico and all through Mexico, they have these juice places and juice carts. So I think they're sometimes a little ahead of us a lot of things. Also, Mexico is, I think, ahead of us on GMO, because most of Mexico does not allow most GMO. I know I've been reading recently that they're allowing something, a few things, on GMO, but most of the GMO plants are not allowed in Mexico, so they're ahead of the United States on that. And again, because so many Hispanics have been exposed to, they always have a relative that's a curandero of some kind, you know, their aunt or uncle or grandmother, grandfather, you know, that they go to their curandero to get, you know, and they always would, the grandmother would say, hey, go pick that plant out in the backyard, I have it growing, and that'll help your stomach ache or your almost any ailment. So I know in my own practice, when we see people, again, and I do see people privately, and if you're interested, you can call 915-833-0222. I think we have some of the best nutritional programs on the market for cancer and autoimmune diseases, better than anywhere that I am aware of. Our results speak for themselves, that people do so well. So, but anyway, my Hispanic clients, it's so much easier to talk to them about herbs, because they've all been exposed to them. So it's nothing new. They think, oh yeah, this is Manzanilla or something. My curandera grandma used to give it to me. So anyway, thank you for my family listening to me in Mexico. I really appreciate it. And let's see. I know, was that that we have to take our break? Did I just see that, or we just took it?
We're good.
We're good? Okay, so, oh yeah, we did. We took our break.
We do
so,
we do have a call, and we have a question on Facebook, too, as well.
Oh, let's see. What's the question on Facebook?
This one is from Pedro, and he asks, I know that you recommend that we avoid cookware made with Teflon and aluminum. What is the best material for cookware, and also, is there a pressure cooker that you recommend?
Well, the things like in a pressure cooker, you would want to make it sure it's stainless steel, you know. So any of the pots and pans that are either cast iron, but those are pretty heavy and hard to deal with oftentimes, and you have to season them properly and then keep them clean properly so they don't rust. But you season them with getting them hot, then putting a little bit of a vegetable oil in it, and with a paper towel, rub it all around on the inside, and then let it cool, and that seasons the metal. Otherwise, there are some new ceramic materials that nothing sticks to, and they're not Teflon. They're a new ceramic, and they're so strong that even with a wire brush, you're not going to be able to scratch it, and nothing sticks to it. So these materials are actually okay because there's no outgassing, and a lot of these new ceramics can go up to very high temperatures, like 550 degrees when you're cooking. So I like it's either stainless steel, cast iron, or these new ceramic cookware. And again, the brands, I don't know, but pressure cookers, just make sure that they're stainless steel. Okay.
What about copper?
Copper is a lot of places don't. They're copper. The bottoms are copper, but you don't see too many inside of copper. There are some, but copper can have a tendency to leach into something that you're cooking, like something that's acidic, like you're making a tomato sauce or something, and so you can. And there is a condition called Wilson's disease, which is too much copper. And actually, you can diagnose that looking in someone's eyes because you'll see almost like this greenish ring around the pupil of the eye. And that's a condition with too much copper in the body called Wilson's disease. So again, copper coating on the outside, that's not bad. Then there's stainless steel, what's called waterless cookery, which has a very thick, heavy stainless steel bottom. Now, you can have an aluminum as long as that's the external part of the pots and pans. But I don't like cooking in aluminum. You can take, if it's an aluminum big soup bowl pot, as an example, you can take a paper towel, rub it on the aluminum in the when they're dry, and you'll actually see that white paper towel turns slightly silverish, grayish, because you're rubbing the aluminum off. And so we don't want to cook in anything with aluminum because of the possibility of toxicity.
You know, okay. There's a really great documentary called The Devil We Know, and it's about DuPont and their nonstick formulas, and they released a chemical called biopersistent. Even when it leaves your body, it never ever breaks down.
Correct.
And it's a very, very toxic material, so it's people should look into that.
Right, so that's why we don't use any of these coatings on your pots and pans that are non-stick coatings. What we use is the new ceramic material that's a non-stick material. There's no outgassing and no chemical outgassing from those. So great comments, great questions. Let's see, I'm looking to see if there's anything I'm missing. We got that on the cookware. I can see that was the last one, so yeah. We did. Yeah, very good.
Okay. We do have a caller as well.
Let's go to the caller. Okay, good morning. What's their number?
Let's see, the number there is 575. Last four numbers are 5289.
5289. And are you listen only, or do you have a question?
I have a question for you.
Okay, good morning. Who am I speaking to first? Just your first name is all.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Hi. And I would like to know if what you can do naturally to get rid of calcium in your carotid arteries.
A great question, because that's a something that a lot of people have. And it also, that calcium builds up in the valve of the artery and it becomes calcified. That's when you get a blood test and you get what's called a calcium score around your heart. And what we would use on that is a number of things. First, you would make sure you use vitamin D with vitamin K2. And I use that for every 5,000 units of vitamin D, I would probably use 500 micrograms of vitamin K2. A lot of the studies were done on 100 micrograms, but, 500 micrograms is even better. And so we use one where when you're taking, as an example, 10,000 units of vitamin D daily, excuse me, we use a vitamin K that's 1 milligram. And so you would use those two together. And then the other thing is a compound called serrapeptase. And serrapeptase actually helps to break down that plaque. Now, the vitamin K2 also takes the calcium out of the plaques and it puts it back into the bones. Now, once you take that calcium out of the plaques, and the plaques are because the arteries have been weakened and they lose their tensile strength, so arteries beat like your heart. And so what happens, you get little cracks in the arteries, and we don't want blood leaking through these cracks, so the body will actually put a Band-Aid on that, which are these calcium deposits that are part of the plaque. So taking the vitamin D and the K actually takes that calcium out of the plaque, and then the serrapeptase dissolves the plaque. But what you want to make sure of is that you restore the tensile strength of the arteries, and that's Linus Pauling, and he talked about using a 2-to-1 ratio of vitamin C and also L-lysine. So I use Nature Sunshine vitamin C time release, which is a total complex of the entire vitamin C complex with all of the bioflavonoids in them, and a 500 milligram L-lysine. That restores, and then when you add silica, whether in the form of Life, which is the liquid silica and also helps with the bacteria and viruses, or with something like bamboo silica, silica's in bamboo, and also you can take things like horsetail and oat straw and corn silk. Those are all going to be very high in silica. You know what corn silk is? When you husk a corn, you get all that silk. That's actually very beneficial. You can make a tea out of it, or actually chop it up and mix it as part of your salads. And that's very high in silica. So silica helps to restore bone and the tensile strength of your arteries. So again, we look at all of those things, and they're so interconnected. That's why we don't look at one nutrient only. So as an example for bone, yes, we're looking at that vitamin D and vitamin K2, but we're also using magnesium, silica, vitamin C, all of these things that help to build bone back properly. And the serrapeptase to help break down the plaque. It also breaks down blood clots. So I know as an example, when I had some major surgery, and the doctor said I had a major blood clot in my neck, so I had to take a Coumadin, and they say that you have to be on that forever. And I said, no, you don't. So I added a lot of serrapeptase and my nutrients, and it was an 8 centimeter, which is very large. And
wow.
And so that was because of my kidney. I was having this catheter constantly clogging up and removed and replaced and removed 5 times in 1 month. So anyway, I added that, and I demanded an ultrasound after 6 months, and the blood clot was entirely gone. So I went off the blood thinner Coumadin. And the doctor say, oh, you can't get off that. Once you're on, you're on. And I said, no. And so every 3, 4, 6 months, I get another ultrasound, and there's no blood clots, and I continue on my normal formulas using serrapeptase, vitamin D, and vitamin K2. So that's one of the things you can do, and it'll actually help reverse the calcium score in your heart. Another thing often that goes with that is a condition called cardiomyopathy, where the heart begins to swell up and has to work harder and harder. And that's usually a deficiency of vitamin E and the mineral selenium. So I use a Nature Sunshine vitamin E because it's the vitamin E complex. It's the alpha, beta, gamma, and it's the tocotrienols and the tocopherols together in a formula, and it has the selenium. Now, oftentimes I add extra selenium, like I have 200 micrograms of selenium in Prime Longevity, and taking, let's say, if you have severe, sometimes I've taken 4 a day of the vitamin E, which is 1,600 units of vitamin E, and that's another 100 micrograms of selenium. So sometimes with cancer, you can add a higher amount of selenium. And again, in my formula, I use the Krebs cycle selenium, not the methionine-bound selenium, because for cancer, all the research has shown that the Krebs cycle selenium is stronger than the methionine-bound selenium. So you can get that. And again, I really like the Life product because it's giving you silica. When you drink it, you're getting anywhere from 2 to 4% silica absorption, and so that's a good amount. Again, also you can add the bamboo silica or those other nutrients that I mentioned. So, great question.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for listening, by the way. So, okay, and we got a dead perfect timing. We have to take our break. We've come to the last commercial break of the show, and this is going to be when we come back, we'll have our last segment that takes us to the top of the hour. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be back